但是慢慢慢慢的
But slowly
他用时间的望远镜
He used the telescope of time
他能看到最后耶路撒冷怎样被烧毁
He saw how Jerusalem was going to be burnt in
然后一块石头怎样不留在一块石头上
How one stone was not left upon another
所以耶利米就哭耶路撒冷
Therefore, Jerusalem, Jeremiah wept for Jerusalem.
Lamentation, 耶利米，哀歌就告诉我们耶利米怎样哭耶路撒冷。
The book of Lamentation is about how Jeremiah wept for Jerusalem.
看哪，这里有一个人比耶利米更大的。
Look here, there's one greater than Jeremiah.
也是在耶路撒冷被惨遭涂炭以前40年，他就看见了。
40 years before Jerusalem was burnt, he saw.
他说一块石头都不留在一块石头上。
He said, one stone will not be left upon another.
他们要筑起土垒来四围来围绕你。
They will surround, lay siege to the city.
巴不得你能看见你们所要遭遇的那个日子。
How I wish that you know your days.
因为我们的主是比耶利米更大的。
Because our Lord is greater than Jeremiah.
他当然用十年的望远镜能看到四十年以后就主后七十年所发生的事。
Of course he can see What will happen in 70 AD?
所以他就讲了一段预言。
Therefore, he prophesied.
那段预言他用的字是大灾难。
He talked about the great
tribulation. 意思就是说，等到敌基督要来到末日，以色列人要经过大灾难。
At the end of the days, Israel will go through the great tribulation.
但是在主后七十年，他们已经预先尝到了那个苦难的滋味。
But in AD 70, they had a foretaste of that great tribulation.
所以从那天开始
So from that day on,
你看见耶路撒冷就躺在废墟里面
Jerusalem lied in waste.
一直到1967年
Until 1967,
终于耶路撒冷回到他们的怀抱
Jerusalem returned to their bosom.
睡在主回来以前
So before the Lord returned,
就是外邦的日期满足的时候
Before the fulfillment of the days of the Gentiles,
你看见耶路撒冷就回到了以色列的手里。
Jerusalem returned to the hand of Israel.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
自从以色列复国
since Israel was reborn,
自从耶路撒冷回到他们的怀抱
since Jerusalem returned to the
我想非常的清楚
it's very clear.
你就知道说我们的主大概是已经动身。
We know that our Lord has started his journey.
如果动身的话，他很快的就要来到。
If he has started his journey, he will be here very soon.
那今天我们要进一步来看一段圣经里面。
And today we'll continue on another passage of prophecy.
从这一段圣经预言，你就可以知道。
From this passage, you will know.
那为什么接着1948就是1967
Or Through 1948 or 1967.
那为什么接着1948发生以色列回来以后
Why after 1948?
那等一等下面一个重大的事件就是耶路撒冷回来。
The next big major event is the return of Jerusalem.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
因为那个次序是这样子的。
The order is such.
先是耶路撒冷被拆毁。
The Jerusalem was torn down first.
然后呢以色列人就分散了。
Then the Israelites were scattered.
然后他们就分散到全世界各地。
They were scattered all over the world.
到了1949年的时候。
In 1948.
还有1950年的时候。
1950.
这些以色列人就从世界106个国家他们就回来了。
The Israelites returned from the 106 nations of the world.
我们不是给弟兄姊妹注意到吗
?Didn't we show you?
就是1949跟1950那两年。
In 1949, 1950,
当他们在回家的路上
on their way back home,
当他们庆祝逾越节
when they celebrate Passover,
庆祝祝棚节的时候
celebrate Feast of Ten,
Tabernacle, 他们看见月亮是满月
they saw the full moon,
这一点都没有错的
it's right,
但连着两年
but in 2 years,
他们看见四轮满月变红像雪
they saw four full moons that areblood as red as blood
很清楚一件事
it's very clear
明白很明显给我们看见神在天象上已经告诉我们发生了什么事
It's obvious that God has shown us through the signs in heaven what had happened.
那么等到1967年，
When 1967 came,
耶路撒冷回到以色列的怀抱。
Jerusalem returned to the bosom of Israel.
那么不要忘记。
Do not forget.
就在他们回到耶路撒冷。
When they returned to Jerusalem,
连着两年。
In two consecutive years,
又是他们庆祝逾越节、祝棚节，又是满月变红响雪。
When they celebrated Passover and the Feast of Tabernacle, they saw the blood moon again.
你明白吧，弟兄姊妹？我再说。
Do you
当时的故事是先是耶路撒冷被毁。
The story is Jerusalem was torn down
first. 然后以色列王国。
Then the nation of Israel disappeared.
然后呢，当然他们就分散了。
And of course they were scattered.
但是1948、1967刚好是翻过来的。
1948 and 1967, it reversed the order. 我们
怎么知道主大概什么时候动身？
How do we know when the Lord started his journey?
你要问说漂流在世界各地的犹太人他们什么时候动身？
You will ask, when do the Israelites that are scattered all over the world, when did they start their journey?
什么时候动身回来？
When did they start their journey to return?
连着两年就是满月变红响雪。
In two consecutive years, those are the 2 years where there are blood moons.
那过了几年以后，
After a few years,
你看见吗？现在耶路撒冷回来。
Now Jerusalem has returned.
明白吧，弟兄姊妹？因为以色列人复国和耶路撒冷回来是不能分开的。
Because the rebirth of the Israel and the return of Jerusalem cannot be separated.
耶路撒冷是因，以色列被分散是果。
Jerusalem is the cause, and the scattering is the consequence.
所以我们就知道说，因着这个缘故，我们明白说，等了有1948年，一定有1967年。
Therefore, we understand if there's 1948, there must be a 1967.
所以如果1949年连着两年满月变红像雪的话，
If in 1949 there are two consecutive years with blood moons,
那么也不要忘记1967年是同样的事情发生。
Same thing happened in 1967.
所以这是我们已经注意到的。
Therefore, this is something we've already noticed.
那现在我们需要回到圣经。
Now we return to the Bible.
我们要问说，为什么有这么奇妙的安排呢？
We'd like to ask why there's such a marvelous arrangement.
因为和主的话有关系。
Because it's related to the Word of God.
他说我必快来。
Because he said I'll come soon.
我一旦动身，我很快就来到。
Once I start my journey, I'll be here very soon.
现在很清楚，1948年我们的主好像已经动身。
It's very clear, in 1949, our Lord started his journey.
现在以色列当时分散的历史慢慢慢慢就重演了。
So it's a replay of the history of the scattering of
Israel. 当初是分散。
In the past, it was scattering.
那个 scattering 是 tragic scattering, 是个悲剧。
It was a tragedy.
但是到了1948年、1967年的时候，
But in 1948 and 1967,
是一个 regathering, 是个重新又聚在一起。
It was a regathering.
所以是 joyful regathering, 是个欢喜的相聚。
It was a joyful regathering.
所以简单的来说，
Put it simply,
你看见1949,
You see 1949,
还有1967,
1967,
连着两年有四轮的满月变红像雪。
In two consecutive years, there are four blood moons.
就很清楚给我们看见。
It shows us clearly.
这一个故事乃是以色列悲欢离合的故事。
It's a story about the scattering and regathering of the Israelites.
那或者这样说，是 tragic scattering and joyful regathering. 你看，是很自然的，是以色列的悲欢离合。
It's very naturally the tragic scattering and joyful regathering of the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
到底就什么时候动身？
When did the Lord start his journey?
和以色列的悲欢离合有关系。
It is very much related to the story of the Israel.
那现在我们有没有可能从圣经里面预言的角度来看？
Can we look from the prophecies in the Bible?
这个以色列人怎么分散？
How was the Israelites scattered?
那如果大家仔细读，我们没有时间去读了。如果大家仔细去读撒迦利亚书，你就知道。
If you go read carefully book of Zechariah,
那里有一句话说。
There's a sentence there.
牧人被击打，羊就分散了。
When the shepherd was struck, the sheep scattered.
你记不记得所有的犹太人他们都会背诗篇23篇。
Every Jew can recite Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
但是这位耶和华是怎样的一位呢？
But what is this Lord like?
所以有诗篇22篇。
Therefore, there's Psalm 22.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
my God, why do you forsake me?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
22篇给我们看, 主耶稣是好牧人。
The Psalm 22 shows us that the Jesus is the good shepherd.
因为有22篇, 才有23篇。
Because of Psalm 22, there's Psalm 23.
因为有好牧人, 所以才有大牧人。
Because there's a good shepherd, therefore is a great shepherd.
因为在约翰福音第十章, 主耶稣是好牧人。
Because in John chapter 4, the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd.
在希伯来书第13章, 主耶稣是大牧人。
In Hebrew chapter 13, the Lord Jesus is the great shepherd.
大牧人为我们从死里复活。
The great shepherd resurrected for us from death.
然后彼得书信告诉我们说,
And the Peter told us,
主耶稣是我们的首席牧人, 是 chief shepherd.
Lord Jesus is our chief shepherd.
那如果主耶稣是我们的牧长, 他有一天在荣耀里面要显现。
If the Lord Jesus is our chief shepherd, one day he will manifest in glory.
所以在诗篇23篇后面有24篇。
So after Psalm 23, there's Psalm 24.
那诗篇24篇怎么说呢?
What does it say in Psalm 24? All gates, raise
your head.
Lift up your head.
所有的gate通通要抬起头来。
All the gates will lift up their head.
而且有一个gate, 有一个门户叫做永久的门户。
And there's a gate called eternal gate.
这什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
就是说这个门永远关在一起,关起来的。
This door is always closed.
所以什么意思?
What's the meaning?
等到弥赛亚来的时候,
when Messiah comes,
所有以色列城, 所有耶路撒冷的城墙, 城门通通要打开的,
all the gates of Jerusalem will be open.
但现在耶路撒冷有一个城, 有一个门是不打开的,
but there's one door in Jerusalem that's closed.
那就是面向着耶路撒冷的那个门。
That's the gate that's facing Mount Olive.
那个叫做Golden Gate, 叫做金门。
That's the Golden Gate.
那不要忘记, 等到主耶稣回来的时候,
do not forget, when the Lord Jesus returns,
所有的门通通要抬起头来,
all the gates will raise up their, lift up
their heads.
The eternal gate, the golden gate, will also lift up its head. Why?
因为荣耀的王要进来,
because the glorious Lord, the King, will come in. Our Lord returns.
所以明白吗,
therefore, do you understand, brothers and sisters?
如果犹太人说,
if the Jews said, the Lord is my shepherd,
他有诗篇20篇告诉他们说,
using Psalm 22, telling them he is the good shepherd.
后面还有24篇告诉他们说, 将来这个牧人有一天还要回来的。
And Psalm 24 tells them this chief shepherd will return one day.
所以当你读到诗篇22、23篇的时候,
so now if you read Psalm 23,
因为他是大牧人,
because he is the great shepherd,
他为我们从死里复活,
he rose from dead for us.
所以他告诉我们说,
therefore he tells us,
我们虽然经过死荫的幽谷,
even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我们也不怕遭害,
I'm not afraid of evil.
那圣经里面又告诉我们要经过死亡的幽谷没有?
The Bible did not tell us that we'll walk through the valley of death.
只有主耶稣经过死亡的幽谷。
Only the Lord Jesus went through the valley of death. There it's telling us we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
狗会伤人的,
the dog can hurt you. But the dog's shadow cannot hurt you.
所以因为我们的主为我们从死里复活,
because our Lord rose from the dead for us.
所以现在我们不再经过死亡的幽谷,
therefore, we do not pass through the valley of death anymore. We only pass through the valley of the shadow of death.
你的杖,
your staff, your rod, they comfort me.
弟兄姊妹,
now, brothers and sisters, you understand. This whole Bible is open to us.
很可惜,
but
alas,
the Jews, they can recite Psalm 23. But what did they do under the cross?
他们说, 钉他十字架, 钉他十字架。
They said, crucify him, crucify him.
除掉他, 除掉他。
Get rid of him, get rid of him.
什么时候你击打牧人?
When the shepherd was struck,